No one knows the future, and we're not pretending that in a single weekend we can guess this year's ending. When you listen next week, only an hour's gone by. Don't know if we can do it, but we're gonna try. We're stuck in the past. You keep moving on. We'll be talking 2024 all year long. We're stuck in the past. You keep moving on. We'll be talking 2024 all year long.
Hello. Welcome to Talkin' 2024 with Noah and Joe. It's 11:40 p.m. on Black Friday. This is episode 16 of 53 that we are recording back-to-back, bringing you a weekly forecast that's timely and untimely.
Like a loophole that lets you claim double your deductions.
Or a free software that files your tax return and doesn't try to upsell you on extras.
That's right. We're talking April 14th through April 20th, 2024, with our guest of the hour, Katie Hucco Dykes.
Coming up this week is everyone's favorite day of the year, Tax Day. That's all that's happening this week. We've been recording for over 12 hours, and I am still your host, Noah Max Levine, and here with me is your co-host for spring, Joe Tuzzy.
Hi, Noah. How you feeling?
We are so tired.
It's been 17 hours.
I said over 12 hours.
Yeah, it's been well over for you too.
Over 3 hours.
Yeah, that's about where I'm at. I'm like just a few hours in.
But yeah.
Over a nap.
It's been a while. Do we have any birthdays this week?
We do have birthdays. This week, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Abigail Breslin, Maisie Williams, Sadie Sink, Anya Taylor-Joy, Chloe Bennett, and Justice John Paul Stevens.
Awesome.
No further questions.
Let's meet our guest. Katie Hucco Dykes is a comedian and self-declared total idiot. She is on the short-form improv team N-Crowd and the long-form improv team Schmoody, and she will be a contestant in Name That Tune, the American game show, which is filmed in Ireland.
Hey.
Welcome. This is Talkin' 2024.
I can't wait until this debuts, and I'm probably like kicked off N-Crowd and Schmoody, and they were like, get this idiot off Name That Tune. And then I'm going to be, can you re-record my intro to say cool guy or something?
I think you're fine. This isn't coming out until April 11th. You'll have already recorded Name That Tune.
Yeah, then I'll have time to say, pull the episode. Pull the plug. Let's re-record it.
This episode was just not funny.
Who would they bring in to...
Burn it.
Who would they bring in to play your part if they have to replace you?
In the podcast?
No, in Name That Tune.
I was like, what?
Yeah, no, who should we replace Katie with 5 seconds into this podcast?
Wow. Probably just Joe.
I'll just do both parts.
Yeah, just change octaves or wear a hat so you know which one's different. So I don't know if it works like that. I feel like if you fuck up your... Can I curse?
You can.
Okay. If you fuck up your episode of Name That Tune, they just don't air it.
Yeah.
From my understanding. So I've got some things planned for if I really start tanking in the episode. If I'm just going to lean into it, like really go for tanking it. Like if I'm not going to win financially, then I'm going to win at least on social media and make a name for myself as the person that absolutely went batshit crazy on Name That Tune.
If you win and then something happened where they had to pull your episode, you get to keep the
dough. No, I'm not giving the money back. That's mine. Yeah. I mean, yeah, absolutely.
I imagine if you win the money, they can't,
by law, it's legal. I checked. They can't ask for money back. I've already spent it.
Oh, yeah, spend that shit.
Yeah, don't. That's a true fact.
Did you love the show?
No, absolutely not. So thank you for asking.
No problem.
Wait, I thought you liked
Wow, I'm so glad you asked. The answer is no. So, okay, I didn't dislike it. You've yet to see me come, baby.
What?
No, I'm...
I said con.
Yeah, that too.
I did. I said, you conned them.
Yeah, Kant, the philosopher. That's what I was... What were you guys talking about?
Yeah.
I'm very smart. I signed up for like... When I finally decided, hey, I'm ready to start doing like performances again, comedy and, just theater in general, I signed up for all these like casting things. I got an email saying, do you want to audition for Name That Tune? And I said, audition, absolutely. Because I was auditioning for probably like anything at that point. I thought it was like, I don't know, I thought I'd maybe do like one round. So I did the round and just like in general, I love music. One of my like very only useful skills in Quizzo is like the music round, because I'm very good at identifying a lot of songs, specifically pop songs, like throughout the ages, and rock songs. And basically, if it's been a top 40 on any genre, I've probably known it since I've been alive and prior. So I did the first round, and the woman goes, "You got more than anyone I've auditioned so far." And I was like, tight, amazing. And then they're like, "Well, we'll let you know." Well, after that, they said, the next day, let's do a personality test. And I aced that motherfucker before I even got on there. I'm so personable. So I went on there and I just like charmed them because, so it's on Fox, and like no one watches game shows on Fox except for like Masked Singer and things that like only like middle America is like, "Have you seen Masked Singer?" It's very milquetoast, like very easily digestible. I can't wait till this airs.
Wait.
Oh no, wait. No, I'm talking about this podcast.
Are you one of the Masked Singers?
Yeah. In most days. They always hire me to be at least one Masked Singer per season. I can't tell you which ones, but I was absolutely that guy who was dressed as a taco. And the guy that T.I. was. So because I had like piercings and weird hair, they're like, "This one's fine." So they moved me from the casting director up to the network. They sent me to the network. I did another interview with just like someone. And then they sent me a 15-page background check. Like I had to fill out.
Wow.
I had to list like roommates I had in college. Relation. They're like, "Did you ever have a relationship end bad?" And I was like, "There's not enough fucking paper in this for me to write that." Then I had to like give all my social medias. And then they had like people reach out saying, "Hey, can you delete or make this post private for this day?" They only did one. And it was me saying like, "God, can the governor just die already?" I was talking about The Walking Dead. They didn't know that. There's a character on The Walking Dead called the governor. Yeah. And they were like, and this was in 2013 when The Walking Dead was like fucking it.
Yeah.
That's so smart, though, to get ahead of it and get the social media stuff gone before you even do it.
Exactly. And then right after that, they were like, "Okay, so you pass the social media test. Come do an actual like Zoom thing where you play with contestants." And I fucking swept the floor with them, other contestants. And then I did one more personality interview. And then I got the call last Saturday, so not even a week ago. And they were like,
November.
Yeah. And they were like, "Hey, please come to Ireland and film this." And I said, "Absolutely." So I'm going to go do it. And I get to meet the Randy Jackson of Journey and American Idol and the Jane Krakowski of the Vacation, National Lampoon Vacation movies, and 30 Rock.
Yeah, I would pretend to be you to meet Jane Krakowski.
Do
She's
it.
Probably pretty
you
cool.
You can play me. If I get kicked off the show, you can play me.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Joe, you can have nothing.
That's fine. I don't deserve anything.
That tracks.
So you're recording in December of 2023. Do you have a sense of when it might air?
No. Maybe they've told me in all the conversations I've had with them. There's nothing in the email that tells me when it airs. I think it comes down to like, maybe they can't tell me in case I do decide to go off the fucking rails.
Yeah.
And be the too much person that I am. I won't. I think they probably aren't going to tell me when it airs because if it airs at all, like I could be a very boring.
No, you won't. There's no chance you're going to be a boring person. You're way too entertaining and personable, as you said.
Stop it. You're embarrassing me in front of Noah.
Sorry. Hey, don't be embarrassed. Be yourself.
Yeah, Noah's the one that should be embarrassed. I get it.
I am embarrassed. Right.
In this scenario. In case it like the show tanks or like maybe I'm paired with someone that's just terrible, I might not go on there. But I'm pretty sure. Here's the thing. I was going to be in England anyway for some of the holiday.
Mm.
Even if I lose, at this point, Name That Tune is now paid for my round trip with limo pickup, by the way. They hired car services for everywhere. I'm getting limousines and flights all paid for. So even if I mess up or like I absolutely know I can't win, like let's say I'm up against someone who is just amazing at music, I already have a plan for like I'm just going to guess one song over and over and over and over.
Right.
Again, I make a name for myself somehow.
Yeah. Maybe it'll come out this week. Maybe April 14th or whatever. April 17th on Wednesday on Fox.
You should tell them about this.
Actually, April 17th, Wednesday on Fox. Catch Katie on Name That Tune.
Star of podcast and Philadelphia small stage, Katie Hugo Dykes on the guest of Celebrity Name That Tune, which they have.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Well, what is the furthest thing you have planned out from today?
Oh my gosh.
So I kind of jumped into it, but we always start by just talking about planning things and because that's kind of in theme.
From right now, I think I'm going to have a surgery in like early 2024.
Yeah.
Maybe even two surgeries. Who knows? So if I'm feeling sassy.
So far, I hadn't even considered it could be a medically invasive question.
No, get in here. Get invasive.
Yeah.
There's very few. I'll talk about it. So I have retinopathy in my right eye, or both my eyes. And right now, I know that you're listening, whoever, the four people listening. The
4.5.
4.5. Okay, your dog doesn't count. my right eye is like almost has bursted blood vessels in it. It looks like a horror movie. Can't wait to take that on to name that tune. I have to get, like, every 6 weeks I get needles in both my eyes.
True.
It's pretty cool. It's the most metal thing I do.
Does it bother you at this point?
They put numbing drops in it, so you don't really feel it. But it's always weird watching a needle come right at your eye. I'm probably going to have surgery on the right one to, like, smooth out the retina. I don't have the time to explain retinopathy for you. You Google it. Not you guys, but, like, anyone who's listening to this. Yeah. You know?
You know, I joked about the medical thing, but it is, like, in this country, you get your medical stuff planned out so far in advance because that's when they book you.
I mean, unless you have got amazing insurance, which, fun fact, that doesn't exist in this country unless you're very wealthy. You don't get to do cool, fun, state-of-the-art medical stuff. Mm. You have to wait in line for it.
Or get super lucky somehow.
Yeah, like I don't have a
winning a lottery. Yeah. I got surgery for my hand. I got my finger split because I was born with only one big finger and a thumb, and I got split into two fingers when I was like 4 or 5. I only got it because a doctor picked me as like a pro bono lucky case thing.
Did you have to like write a bio?
I'm in like a medical journal, like all because I have twisted nerves and stuff like that. So that like there's a medical journal out there with me in it.
I'm in a medical journal too, actually. Yes, I love that shit.
No, you got two guests. Well, a guest and a guest host that are medical journal.
We're medical journey
people.
My brother was in the newspaper.
That's pretty cool too.
In an article about preemie babies, premature babies.
Oh, that's a pretty cool thing to have.
No, medical journal. But it's pretty cool.
It's fine. It's what
the Syracuse Times is not a medical journal.
Not it, for me. Yeah, it is. You know, give him that.
Anything that's written and medical is kind of theoretically a medical journal.
Dear diary, today I did medicine. Publish it. Medical journal.
Speaking of journeys, Joe, take us on a journey.
Oh, I have a segment for you. It's the co-host segment. It's called Spring Training with Joe Tuzzy.
That's Spring Training with Joe Tuzzy.
And basically what it is, I grew up loving sports. I still love sports. I've idolized athletes and I've been fascinated by them and admired them. And I'm curious if there's an athletic person. It doesn't have to be an athlete specifically in a sport, but someone who's athletic or a sports person that you kind of like looked up to and admired.
Ron Hextall.
I knew you were going to say Ron Hextall.
Ron fucking Hextall. Heck yeah. Daddy Hextall. Are you kidding me?
So some context real quick before Katie goes into it. Ron Hextall is a former goalie for the Philadelphia Flyers.
Gotcha.
Arguably our second best goalie. Of all time.
That's who
Lindbergh.
I don't know.
He won a Stanley Cup. Yeah. Like, that's it. But maybe our most famous.
Hextall scored goals.
Yeah.
Like during the playoffs, though. I mean, that guy made being bad look good.
He is a flyer through and through.
How did he score goals? Did you go out of the goal and like start moving forward, or you just shoot it with the boot it?
So they would, so goalies have sticks. They would pull the goalie from the other team so if you're like, let's say you have a tied game or like, and it's like the last like minute of play or so, or a couple minutes of play. And
I'd imagine
the game is tied. They'll pull the goalie and give another offensive player onto the ice so they can try to really push and like get a goal. Then that leaves an empty net. And so in the scenarios where, you know, Ron Hextall was the legend that he is, he just was like, empty net, I'm going for it. And it was just, it was such big dick energy.
Yeah, he made it like a thing.
Yeah.
If it's cool. If it's hockey, isn't it big stick energy?
Ooh,
wow.
I guess so. Especially with the goalies and their big sticks.
Yeah, those sticks are big. They're much larger than the regular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big skates, too.
Big old skate daddies.
What if we had hockey, but the pucks were half the size and the sticks were twice as big?
What?
So like tiny pucks?
Yeah, so that's like sticks. Golf or...
Yeah, that's golf.
I'd watch that.
So tiny balls, big...
The pucks are half as big.
Okay.
And the sticks are twice as large.
Got you.
What is that? There has to be a sport that does
like
that already.
It's like hockey. It's exactly the same as hockey.
It's silly. That's the only silly difference. Hockey.
It's silly.
It's just silly hockey.
Tom, my brain was like,
our
cricket?
Producer Tom is watching it.
Close enough. Soccer? I don't know.
Fun fact, I went to college with Ron Hextall's daughter, in LaSalle. I met her once.
What's her name?
I don't remember, but I know I went to college with her. That's all I got.
Rhonda Hextall.
I met her once. She was very nice. She was on the, I think, the lacrosse or field hockey team. She graduated when I, like, she was a senior when I was a freshman.
It's because back then they didn't let girls play hockey. They had to play field hockey.
No, it's also, LaSalle couldn't afford a hockey team. We got to cut our football team in my freshman year.
Oh, wow. My thing was to make you sound old, but your thing was to make you sound poor. So that's great.
Who wins?
No one.
Not me.
No one.
So let's start talking about this week. Because there's a couple things. There's a couple things that might be happening this week.
Lay it on me. What's happening this week?
First of all, we're in the middle of April.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is the weather nice yet?
It's getting there. I mean, it's the April showers thing. And honestly, it's probably nicer than it should be in April because of, you know, global warming.
Yeah.
But also, you know, you're still getting some rains here and there. You could probably wear a light jacket.
Does the rain in Spain fall mainly in the plain?
I've only been to Spain once when I got married, and it was not in April. Please don't ask me that anymore.
I wasn't going to go into the whole song and dance number. You have asked and I will.
No, you can. I just.
No, that's okay.
It's just been a point of contention for us this whole time, Noah, please.
April 14th is World Quantum Day.
Okay.
Celebrating Pass. World Quantum
Day. Pass. Pass.
Sure. Okay. April 15th.
No, go back to World Quantum Day.
That's okay. April 15th is World Art Day.
Yeah, that can hang.
Yeah. April 18th is the International Day for Monuments and Sites.
I'm good on that.
You said April 15th?
April 18th.
18th. There's nothing on the 16th and 17th.
Boring days.
No, there isn't. I like the International Day for Monument and Sites. There's some monuments you could visit, like
we live near
Machu
Valley
Picchu.
Forge.
Oh. Okay, yeah. He's like, Machu Picchu. You guys gotta see this sign downtown.
Yo, there's a tank in Narstown that's in the corner. It's really cool.
Yo, that guy ate a whole rotisserie chicken in one sitting once.
Yeah. Yeah, where's the rotisserie chicken guys monument?
Him.
40 days rotisserie chicken drive. Where's okay. his monument?
Okay, let's remind people about this because I don't know that people outside of Philadelphia or even everybody in Philadelphia knows the story of rotisserie chicken man.
Yeah, this guy was just in training to eat rotisserie chickens, and then somehow he started promoting it, saying, "I will eat it in like one sitting," or was it a certain time period? And then he did, and he got a huge. Yeah, for like 40 days, and then the 40th day, he just had this big...
Yeah. He put flyers up that were like, I've been eating a rotisserie chicken every day. Come to this pier. Yep. He named the pier. It wasn't an address.
Yeah.
At this time. Yeah. And people went to see him eat a rotisserie chicken.
That guy is...
For 40 days.
100, 200, 300 people.
Fucking legend.
That guy is... I've never really had role models, but... God damn, this...
It's at.
I can change that right now.
It's at 12:06 a.m. when we talk about Rotisserie Chicken Man and just thinking, did more people watch him eat a rotisserie chicken than will listen to this podcast?
Not enough people.
It was the first time in my life where I saw someone else do something, and I was legitimately jealous that I didn't think of it.
Oh,
it's
so smart.
Also, that's a... The feat of strength on that man. We can't judge our viewership on that.
I'm sorry, can I...
have a heart attack if I did that.
Yeah.
Can I also... Wait, really?
I don't know.
Chicken's good for you. Can I dial this back? Do you guys really think you couldn't eat a whole chicken in the course
of... No, I think I... Oh, it's a whole chicken every day, right?
Every day for 40 days.
Oh,
I think I could do it, I'm not going to be happy. No, it was one whole chicken every day,
which I think theoretically I could do. I think I would just get bored.
No, that's agreed. So I think I could do that. For me, I thought the last day, I know the 40th day was the ceremonious day.
Yeah.
But did he eat it in a fast period of time? Or did he just take his time? Because I could absolutely sit around with a chicken for
there's a video
3 hours.
There's
I'm not
going to
watch that.
This.
You know
it's
I'm not.
It's a real thing.
Everybody, I know it's real. I'm not going to watch it.
You can just watch him victoriously hold up a wing.
It was cool. It was pretty friendly.
He's the fucking hound from Game of Thrones. Yes. Just eating chickens.
Do you think anyone watched him and was like... He didn't clean the bone.
Yeah,
about it.
Probably some of those dudes from Wing Bowl were like, "This fucking amateur coming in, getting all the glory when we do this every year."
Wing Bowl,
right? Do you remember when that was a thing everyone went to?
What is a Wing Bowl?
Oh,
wow!
Wing Bowl is something that happened for years and years in Philly, where a local radio station, WIP, I think, would promote. It was a wing eating competition, but really, it was like a
Get hammered at 5 a.m. competition.
And have naked women walk around and stuff at 5 a.m. It was weird. Yeah.
Were the women chickens?
No.
Then why were they there?
They were chicken heads, am I right? High fives, giving them out. There it is. I just needed one.
I was like, I can't high five this.
It was the spring chicken.
I just needed one.
It was the spring chicken.
But yeah, it actually became like a thing where it was just too inappropriate at some points. Like,
it was raunchy.
Like, it got raunchy, but kids would go, and now it's gone. And I think COVID killed it. I forget what killed it.
Something needed to. Yeah. COVID, it took one pandemic too long to kill that thing.
But it would be like in the stadium. It would be like Wells Fargo. Like,
yeah, people would get up
sold out
super
early. Excuse me for being a gay man.
Go on.
But what is it with sexy ladies and chicken wings? Because Hooters also has this.
I mean, Hooters might be the thing that's caused it all.
Yeah, and listen, I just want to say right now, and not even like one, yes, from a sex positive, do whatever the fuck you want. Like, way, yeah. I love Hooters. Two, as someone that just loves chicken wings and thinks titties is cool, I love Hooters. Also, my uncle used to be an announcer for Hooters Arena Football.
But like, Hooters why has some good wings. Why you know, chicken dude, right? wings? They could serve burgers. They could serve they steak. Oh. They could serve puddings.
Yeah.
They could serve tacos. They could serve.
Listen, they're not a lasagna. Diner in New Jersey that's open till 4 a.m. They're 24 hours. They're a specific thing. Like,
I just like how high pudding was on that list.
Yeah, I also think pudding. Now, are we talking about like Jell-O pudding, or are we talking about like the British name for dessert?
Oh, Jell-O pudding.
Well, I don't know. That's too high on that list, actually.
I my guess, Noah, is that with Hooters, there was a chicken restaurant guy, and he was like, I also like boobs.
I could put titties on this.
Let's put them both together.
I could put a titty on this.
Was it someone that was like, okay, so we've got chicken thighs, chicken breasts. Breast.
Tits. Oh. Oh, do you think we could call our wings titties?
And no. I imagine they're at like a boardroom table, and the table, like, they start flipping, like, what?
This is so amazing.
We're going to change the way people look at boobs and chicken.
Wait. We could have a jerk chicken wing to jerk off with.
Right?
I'm sorry.
Chickens have breasts. Women have breasts.
Joe, I'm sorry. What was that you just said?
Actually, dial that back. Yeah. Important, but I need to hear what
I was
Joe
making
said.
A jerk chicken joke, you know, the seasoning jerk chicken, but then you also jerk off.
They serve buffalo wings. What is...
All right, I just want to double check sauce, that that's sure. what you said.
Thanks. Some.
Can you check and see if they've ever had a jerk sauce? Yeah,
we should. Yeah, Google. We should mind our volume just a tiny bit because of the lady who lives above us. But
she
hates
chicken.
Sorry, we should continue to have just as much fun.
Hey, she hates chicken.
Yeah, right, she might like.
Yeah.
Wait, I should.
If she only knew what we were saying down here.
Yeah, it would be real bad.
I hope
she
listens. She'll
listen.
Yeah, just invite her every week.
Do we know her name? Can I make up a name?
I don't know. April 15th is not only tax day, it's also the day that the Boston Marathon will be held.
Pass.
On both or just the Boston Marathon?
Well, people in Boston don't have that option because the marathon is there.
Well, hold on. How do people... Okay, you have to be pretty responsible to run a marathon in general. You have to have some sort of dedication, whatever. So I imagine the people, the head cases that want to run marathons, because honestly, you can't want to run marathons and have... no, thank you. The people that do that, do you think they plan their taxes in advance?
Yeah, they pay their taxes before tax day.
Yeah, I don't know. I get my taxes in before tax day usually.
Yeah, okay. All right, so we're all responsible adults. Everyone gets a tax done.
I hate that I'm about to say this. I just send all my stuff to the accountant.
Shall I have Jeeves come around and pick you up for the evening?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Oh, yes.
Is the accountant a wrestling character?
Oh, there is an IRS. There is.
Oh, my God. That's IRS was my favorite. Mm-hmm. Was my favorite.
He's
I
great.
Loved him.
He was so good.
He was such a nerd.
Another thing happening this week, which in retrospect might make a lot of this conversation make more sense.
Yeah, have at it.
This Saturday is April 20th.
Hey.
What's 420.
420.
What's that? That's the weed number.
That's the weed number.
It is the weed number.
Which
now, how did people become aware that 420 was associated with marijuana? Like, how'd you learn about it?
Wasn't it like? Oh, okay. So, how did I learn about weed, or how did I learn about like the?
Like, when did you know that April 20th was the weed day, and that just when people go 420, they meant weed?
From what I think, and I could be wrong about this.
Yeah.
420 was like the code that you would call in, like cops would call in for an illegal substance. So then like it became like slang for like 420, like saying that's what it is. And I think that became universally known and like intrinsically just interwoven with with marijuana.
Yeah, I think I've heard that as the story too. And I think for me it was my mom celebrated. So yeah. I learned at a young age what it was.
Don't fact check that. I mean, his mom, but not the story that we said.
Yeah.
I don't know. I had to have been like super young when I learned about it because I don't remember the exact pivotal moment. I was like, oh, those are the same. But like, I'm sure they were like part and parcel, you know, like I'm sure that, yeah, I don't know.
I definitely was a little confused in high school about what was happening, like, because, you know, there were police cars parked outside on that day.
Because you had a good home life? I don't
know. Wow. And
what's that like?
Police cars. I was just thinking about that because I went to Narsown High and like we always had police cars outside. Yeah. But I don't think it was ever for weed.
We often did, but yeah. The day when there would be the most police cars was 420.
Oh, all of our schools had like the school cop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like who came and talked to you about like, and he was like I don't want to call him a security officer, but I think he was like a part-time cop and a part-time like guy in a school.
Or retired. Was he retired?
Cop? I don't know. No, because this guy was young. Yeah. I don't remember. I'm sure I knew at one point, and then I stopped remembering. I guess there wasn't like a huge police presence at my little South Jersey small town, like Delray, New Jersey. Like
I've heard of it.
I'm sorry. Yeah. But we didn't, I don't think we had like, we didn't beef up security on weed day because we were all just, we were idiots.
It doesn't make much sense either. Like, what's that going to do?
Yeah, I feel like if you're a teacher and you're like, oh, damn, all my kids are just chilling.
Like, I'd be like, you guys want me to put Will the TV and watch Bill Nye? Like, absolutely.
But, yeah.
Like it'd be worse for kids to get drunk and not obnoxious.
Yeah. Do you guys? I would. Oh man.
You know what? I'm gonna say it. I think all high school kids should just be high all day, right?
Okay. I don't know about high all day, but
there's
at
some
least
good
like,
ideas coming.
But at least
from
a
the
portion
of
the day, like yeah. I don't know, right in the morning, so they could ease into their day high. You know, so, like I do it. I get it.
It's been great interviewing Katie and
I'm
Joe,
so
the Green Party candidates.
I'm so sorry.
For Philadelphia
I've never
City
smoked
Council.
Weed in my life, so I don't really.
Yeah, I've never smoked.
On their platform of high school students should be high school students.
Get it?
I'm usually like pro crime, but
go on.
Not all high school students.
Though. Okay, maybe
see,
like,
not all.
Not
saying,
all, but the ones who need it.
I say that as someone who went to an arts high school where most of them were high. Yeah. So
I didn't smoke weed till after college.
I did it once in high school and. Then I was just like, I don't do that anymore. And then in college, I didn't start until like probably my sophomore year. No, I'm done. I don't.
What was your story? What was your first time story? Every weed smoker has that.
Oh, my
first
time story was my friend Shannon, her dad and her mom got divorced. So her dad had like the one house. And then like she lived with her mom and her brother. So like that was like, I don't want to say the more structured house, but it clearly was. The dad house, there was definitely weed there and he'd go away a lot. So we would just go to his house and hang out there. And they were always smoking weed anyway. And I was like, I don't do that. And then this one night, my mom was like out of town and she was the one who was like, I'm going to catch you if you're doing something bad. And my dad was like, that's fine. She's going to go have a good night with her girlfriends. But instead, we went to Shannon's house, smoked weed in her dad's house. And I was like down the street from where I lived. So I got very high. I walked home and I made 3 peanut butter jelly sandwiches while my dad just kind of watched me eat them.
Yeah.
And it was delightful. It was great. And I think my dad probably knew, but he never said anything. And then I eventually told him. And he's like, yeah, I don't remember that, but I'm pretty sure that's probably true.
I want to believe your dad was just watching you like, totally normal. She always
eats 3 people.
My gal sandwich here.
Absolutely normal thing. It's like, oh, she's still making them.
There's
crazy.
My very hungry daughter.
For me, it was
she's growing so much.
I did the same thing when I was super high as like a teenager. Just like came home and just made a huge fucking mess.
But then I talked too much because I got paranoid to the extent that I was like, I can talk my out of anything, and I didn't.
Yep.
It just didn't. He didn't care.
I did it for the first time. We were having a house party at my house, and someone made them, and they were clearly labeled, but I didn't read it.
Like
and
brownies.
I ate two brownies, and then an hour later, I was like, I was very anxious. I ate two brownies. No. An hour later, I was fine. I was like, oh, this
coolest
is great. I was comfortable.
Party.
I enjoyed the party. I was like, oh, this is awesome. And then this was before people were like, oh, it's for anxiety. I was like, oh, no, this actually it's great for me.
So my first time, it was like a year out of college. I used TurboTax.
Yeah, get
fucked. I had a bunch of 1099s.
Partying.
I like did it right before the deadline. Katie, it has been a pleasure having you. Thanks so much. Aww. Like, it's after midnight. You're here with us. Thank you.
Oh my God, are you kidding me?
What do you want to tell people about in April? Like, where can they find you? Or,
well, on April 15th, I'll be celebrating Quantum Day. As you normally do.
Yeah.
I don't need to dumb it down for you guys. You guys know what that means.
It's lots of quantum leap.
Nope. No, is it Scott Bakula or Scott Bakula? Is it?
Yeah. Scott Bakula.
It's unfair that his name's Bakula, not Dracula.
Yeah.
There, I said it. Nothing on the 16th and 17th. Those are the Lord's days. The 18th, I'll be...
at Machu Picchu.
Yeah, I'll be celebrating the monuments in America. Real quick, I want to dial that back. I don't want to celebrate Monument Day because probably most of them... is that just a specifically American holiday?
It's international.
Okay, then never mind. Then I'm fine with that. So yeah, I'll be celebrating the international monuments on the 18th. Awesome. The 19th, nothing. But the 20th, I'm going to be doing my late taxes because I ran the marathon.
And any like improv shows people should look for?
In April, yeah. I'm doing one every night of the week. I'm getting paid to do them. You'll find them. I'm making a living off it now.
Yeah.
I'm retiring early.
Look, you gotta set these goals for yourself.
I mean, this is what the kids call manifesting.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna be sleeping that whole week. Are you kidding me? I'm doing nothing that week. I'm hoping I get done work early.
I want to remind everyone not to forget about the Southern Hemisphere where the weather is reversed of here because, you know, the weather might be different.
Thanks.
Yeah.
You're welcome. I'm sorry. No, they think that's good for our Southern Hemisphere listeners.
And should I thank our location this time? No, I'll thank Sabona Creativity Project for giving us a place to create podcasts. And nothing happened inside of this building.
What?
Yeah, we did our taxes out front.
Everyone did their taxes. Everyone
my
did their
tax
taxes
guy showed up. My tax dealer showed up. It was
before
so
arrival.
Good.
Yeah, we walked around the block to do our taxes.
My return's huge. I made sure there were cops.
And lastly, we're pretty much
taxes.
Over time, but I do want to leave folks with the takeaway, which is just something for this week. Joe, what is the topic for this week's
this
takeaway?
This week's takeaway topic is best spring scents for air fresheners and candles.
So, what do we have for people? What are the best spring scents for air fresheners and candles?
I'm going to be this guy. I fuck so hard with fall candles that I will do apple and pumpkin scented stuff. I'll stock up during the big sales and that's what I'm bumping. But I guess if I had to pick, like, I don't know, if I had to settle outside of fall, maybe like a Hawaiian breeze. I know that's summer, but there's not.
Spring is not the best scent.
Yeah. Spring's a bad scent.
Flowers.
I would go with the clean laundry one.
Yeah.
Because I'm allergic to all the flowery ones.
I don't want the inside of my house smelling like fresh cut grass. That's what outside's for.
I'm going to say lemons. That's a bit summer, but.
Oh, I like lemon hand soap.
Yeah, lemons. I like that. Also, thanks, Tom. Thanks, Katie.
Thank you.
Joe.
My name's Joe.
Tune in next week for another episode of Talkin' 2024. We'll be back.
Talkin' 2024 was recorded at Sawabona Creativity Project in South Philadelphia. For more information about their programs, go to sawabonacreativityproject.org. This episode was recorded on November 24th, 2023, and therefore should not be considered a trusted news source. Music for this episode was written and performed by Sarah Clemency. You can find more information about our guests in the show notes and via our Instagram at Talkin2024. For any questions about the podcast, you can email talkin2024@gmail.com. If you'd like to follow along with the podcast, please subscribe, rate, and review. Have a great week.
How can you live a year in just 3 days? How can you live a year in 36 hours? Turn in the calendar, but you're staying in the same chair. Living a year without